essential reasons do not have to be vaccinated, but that is changing as well. Around the start of the new year, essential travelers, such as truck drivers crossing U.S. land borders, will also be required to be fully vaccinated. The new rules are similar to planned requirements announced last month for international air travelers. And more than half of the world's 236 million COVID patients can expect to suffer from long-haul type symptoms, according to researchers at Penn State College of Medicine. A study by the authors, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association on Wednesday, relied on dozens of reports published worldwide on vaccinated COVID-19 patients who recovered from the illness. The researchers looked at each patient's condition at three separate points: 1 month after recovery, 2 to 5 months later, and 6 months or later. They found that more than half of the patients still had symptoms up to 6 months after recovery, including neurological issues, lung abnormalities, and cardiovascular issues like heart palpitations and chest pain. It remains unclear how or why COVID-19 symptoms can linger in those who have recovered, but the researchers say their findings show a crucial need for healthcare systems to prepare for an influx of long haulers. And in weather in Washington, D.C., it is 73 degrees and cloudy. In New York City, 68 degrees and cloudy. From WPFW in Washington and WBAI in New York, I'm Sue Goodwin.
Attention, please, for an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. Get your pencils ready. Now, here's the message itself.
Well, you know that local station board meeting that I've been telling you about that takes place this Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m.? Well, I've been pointing people to the KPFTX website where you can find the access information for the meeting, which will be held via Zoom. However, I've also been reliably informed that most WBAI listeners do not have a computer. So now I'm going to tell you how you can dial into the meeting yourself. By the way, the meeting is accessible to the public and includes an opportunity for public comment. So here's what you got to do. You can access the meeting by calling 929-205-6099. You got that? Write it down, kids. 929-205-6099. And then you enter this meeting ID, 922.457.2995. Got that? 922.457.2995. And since that wasn't nearly enough numbers, there's also a password. The password is 995, like WBAI's frequency, 99.5. So it's 995.995.99. Did you get that? 995.995.99. And we hope you will join us at the WBAI local station board meeting Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m.
That's all. Now remember, set your codograph for master code number 6 and figure out the secret message about tomorrow's adventure. And listen regularly for more of these exciting Secret Squadron signal sessions.
And that meeting has started because it is 7 p.m. So I hope you did write down that information that Max Schmid have shared with the listening audience. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Usually at this time, Off the Hook would be on the air. They will be back next week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Stay tuned for the upcoming program that's about to air. Stay tuned.
Once again, you're tuned to 99.5 FM WBAI and WBAI.org on the web. More Gary Null ahead. Gary, I know that, you know, we have some fundraising responsibilities that you always avail yourself to the station for, and we, all of us here, really appreciate that. Before we jump right into letting the listeners know what we're going to be talking about, in particular what we're going to ask them to help us raise funds around, I want to let you, as I know you usually like to do, set the stage for us, because we have two specific fundraising vehicles that we want to use, but set the stage for us. What are we looking at in terms of health and healing, and how to proceed in this current climate that we're in, that we're coming out of, that we're all trying to grapple with?
Be happy to, Michael, and thank you for the opportunity to continue sharing positive insights. I always like to make a fundraiser educational. Now to our premium. The premium's in two parts. The first part of the premium is a very important book. It's called The Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. Now, it's a big book. It's completely revised. It's over almost 800 pages. And I'm just going to give you a few examples of what's in this book, because what's in it is what's important. Because now, and this took me years to research and write, I talk about aging, AIDS, alcoholism, allergies, Alzheimer's, and dementia. That's a very important for a lot of people, loss of memory. Anemia, arthritis, that's big. Autism's big. Back and neck pain, breast cancer, cancer overall, candida, carpal tunnel syndrome, cerebral palsy, cervical dysplasia, chronic fatigue syndrome, that's big. Chronic pain, that's ubiquitous in our society. Cold and canker sores, colds and flu, dental disorders, depression, diabetes, digestive disorders, dysmenorrhea, and also eye infections, eating disorders, endometriosis, environmental illness. By the way, that's big now because of G5, G4, G3, G2, Wi-Fi all emit electromagnetic frequencies. And these pulses can penetrate right through any building, steel, concrete, wood, doesn't matter. In fact, yesterday, a highly respected investigative journalist who works for a major network called me. I've known this person for a long time. And they're now suffering from what clearly is environmental illness based upon smart meters being attached to their apartment. And the person couldn't figure out why they were suddenly having all these problems that they had never had in their life. They're not old. They're only 34 years old. And it turned out when they went downstairs and saw the meters, and then a friend of theirs brought over a meter reader, and it was over 1,000 times more powerful at emitting the electromagnetic frequency pulses than what was allowed. And now I said, go to the country or get away from all these meters and see if you see a difference. In any case, that's in here. Fever, fibroids, uterine bleeding, foot and leg problems, that's big. Gallstones, headaches, heart disease, that's huge. Hemorrhoids, hepatitis, herpes, high cholesterol, hypoglycemia, hyperthyroidism, infertility, learning disorders, lupus, Lyme disease, lymphedema, menopause, that's huge. Motion sickness, multiple sclerosis, obesity. Let's go back to multiple sclerosis. I just finished a anti-aging study. And one of the people came, and I never interview or speak with anyone before they come. And I never ask them anything about themselves. We tell them the criteria, and then they have to get a whole series of blood workups and medical exams, etc. But the person came and had advanced multiple sclerosis. And on the first day, we film everybody, and they have to measure their walking, how fast, on an incline, etc., so we can have a beginning. And then on the last day, we do the same thing and see how much they progressed. On the first day, she could walk maybe 100 yards out of balance. And on the last day, we actually stopped her at 15 miles walking fast with full balance. She was ecstatic. She said Her doctors told her this was not would not be possible, and that she'd have to be on the meds the rest of her life, and not true. And a stroke victim also was there, and he did 20 miles, and we stopped him also. Mind you, these are not marathoners. These are just regular people, and they were sick, and yet they made such improvements. And the very protocols that I give them are all in this encyclopedia. Obesity, osteoporosis. By the way, there was a 95-year-old woman, an artist from Long Island, a wonderful personality, and her doctor didn't want her to come. In fact, insisted she not come. Why? Because she had advanced and progressive osteoporosis. And he said, your bones are so brittle that even sitting could cause a leg to break. Mm-hmm. So you can't just be flying and then exercising. You can't do it. But her thought was, look, I'm 95. I've lived a good life. Mm-hmm. But now I'm losing all my bones. And so I'm told it's inevitable. I'm going to, you know, have all these bone problems. And with the bone problem, I'm going to have infections. And the infection could kill me. What do I have to lose? You know, it's, you know, if you're pragmatic, you look at it that way. And so she totally reversed her osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. Then we have here, we have parasites, Parkinson's disease, periodontal disease, that's big, phobias, pregnancy-related problems, premenstrual syndrome, prostate conditions, that's big, respiratory conditions, that's huge, sickle cell anemia, sinusitis, skin cancer, skin conditions, stroke, that's huge, tinnitus, TMJ, toxic shock syndrome, trauma, urinary tract infections, and then specific protocols, and lots of protocols, and then a whole section here of people talking about being on the different protocols. And then I go into such things as vitamin drips, Tai Chi, Shiatsu, Rolfing, Reiki, reflexology, reconstructive therapy, Qigong, oxygen therapies, that's huge, nutritional therapies, hypnotherapy, homeopathy, enzyme therapies, colon therapy, chiropractic, chelation, biological dentistry, biofeedback, Ayurvedic medicine, aromatherapy, applied kinesiology, Alexander technique, all this. So this is, if there's one thing that you want to have, it's knowing that you can have an encyclopedia, that you can take a look at any section that's what's wrong in you and go here. I'll just open it at random. I'm just opening it to page 126. Again, I'm opening up the book, the complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, which, by the way, you can't buy anywhere. Mm-hmm. And how do I know that? Because I just bought all the copies that exist. I just bought every 633 copies all exist.
I heard about it.
Because I wanted to buy the rights to the book back, mm-hmm. which I did for thousands of dollars, but I finally got the rights back. And so this is all the bit. There's nothing more. So you got to get this. In any case, let's just see what I have to say about Candida. And I go into how it's an overgrowth of the yeast. Candida albicans overgrows in the body. And given that yeast resides in the skin, the mouth, the genital tract, gastrointestinal tract, it can affect almost every organ. It is important to note that a certain level of Candida yeast is a useful natural part of the human system, helping to balance normal body functions. However, when there is an abnormal increase in the amount of yeast, it can secrete a large volume of toxins into the body, and that may weaken the immune system. And once this happens, a self-perpetuating cycle can develop. The longer the yeast is in the system, the weaker the immune system becomes. The weaker the immune system, the higher the tolerance it has to the yeast itself. This allows the yeast colonies to continue to propagate, releasing more toxins and further impairing your immune system. And then the causes of it, and I go into the causes, and antibiotics, that's a big cause. Birth control, that's a big cause. Sugar is a huge cause. Alcohol in any amount's a cause. Refined carbohydrates, that's your pretzels and white bread and pastas. And then the symptoms, and then I go into the treatments, both the orthodox treatment and then the alternative treatment, because I want people to have an understanding. You have a choice. Here's the two treatments. Here's an orthodox treatment. Here's an alternative treatment. I go into the diet and in exact detail all the supplements and what each one does and why. I go into specific antifungal, anti-yeast agents can be used to remove excess yeast from the body. For example, citrus seed extract, chiolic garlic, caprylic acid, that's from grape seed. Then you have your berberine concentrate, your biotin, acidophilus and probiotics, high fiber foods control the growth of candida. And then you have the prescription remedy of niastatin, also is helpful. Homeopathic extracts, and I go through those. Then the essential fatty acids, vitamin C, B-complex, chlorophyll, lactoferrin. So I have those, the herbs, like black walnut tincture, all these. So everything you would need, and I've helped thousands of people overcome candida. That's just one of all those different conditions that are in there. Now, mind you, just on candida, you're talking about the immune system, and today everybody's talking about your immune system. What can I do to strengthen my immune system? Because with a weakened immune system, you're susceptible to
right.
everything,
yeah.
from cancer to colds and flu, and so we don't want that. We want to strengthen your immune system, but do it as naturally as possible. So this is all in the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. And a little story. I was back in 1972, and I had a monster hit, the Complete Handbook of Nutrition, and I was on tour. I was out in San Francisco. I just finished a morning show, which are generally 3 hours long, and I got there in the first segment. I think it was 6 to 7 in the morning, and we had a nice long conversation about what people could do. So I went back up the street to my hotel. I'm sitting there, and I turn on the television, and there is Joan Woodward, Paul Newman's wife. Mm. And she was there, and she said, "Oh, you know, I wished I'd met Gary because Paul and I have his Complete Handbook of Nutrition. We keep it on our bedside because we're always, you know, looking into it to see how we would handle different things that pop up." So I ran back down to the studio and to say hello to her. And she was just such an upbeat, positive person. And she wanted to sign copies, fine. And you never know who out there is using the advice, or no one. You never know who's listening to the radio or watching on television. And it's just now to replace the Complete Handbook of Nutrition, I have the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, the A to Z of helping people. So this is a really important, necessary guide for everyone in this audience.
So that's the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, Gary Knowles. And you're listening to an expanded edition of the Gary Knowles Show on WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because we are a commercial-free and listener-sponsored radio station. We've been on the air for 61 years, and Gary Knowles has been a part of this program, part of this radio station for 45 years on this radio station. Now, we are asking for the pledge price of, I believe it's $150. We have something else that we're going to add in just a moment, but I want to take the time to give the number out to give you time to make the calls in support of this station. The Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, as you heard, a comprehensive A to Z listing of common and chronic illnesses and their proven natural treatments. You will learn in part, as Gary has been talking about the last 50 to 20 minutes, his innovative approach to dealing with cancer, among other things, discovered the importance of C-reactive protein. You've heard Gary talk about that in the past on other parts of his program. He starts his program, most of the programs with health and nutrition updates. So the importance of C-reactive protein and how it accurately predicts the likelihood of a stroke, very important. Gary's common sense suggestions for treating and preventing urinary tract infections. He was talking about candida a moment ago and other things. Read about the approaches to treating female and male menopause, breastfeeding, and combating asthma. All of this and so much more than I can talk about here, in the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. Our pledge line is open right now. It's always open, but let me give you the number. The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. This is listener-sponsored radio station WBAI. Now, you can also read in this book, The Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, Gary's unique, his dietary unique protocol and the testimonials from, he mentioned that, the testimonials of those who have tried this. The chronic pain by drinking, combat chronic pain by drinking more water. What about that? Drinking more water. I'm finding I'm drinking more and more water each and every day, although I try not to do it late at night. It makes me get up too much during the night. But you can lower your risk of cancer with foods like lemons. Gary's always talking about lemons. And not only lemons, melons, cruciferous vegetables, fiber, flaxseed oil, and olive oil. 212-209-2950. Gary talked about vitamin drips and colon therapy. All of these things are at your fingertips in the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. 212-209-2950. We do this because we have this commercial free station, right? We don't have any advertisers that we have to kowtow to, and we have to make sure that we can't say this and we can't say that, or they don't want us to talk about this study because this study that we talk about may not be favorable to their product. We can talk about that, is to say, Gary talks about all the times the studies that he and many and his team research and have researched over the years. So we're asking you to make this contribution right now. It's $150. And Gary, let's talk about the next item that we have in this package for $150. We talked about the encyclopedia. It's a big book, the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. Let us hear about this next part of this package.
Sure, Michael. The next part of the package is a 1-2 combination, is a series of fruits that were selected based upon what the scientific literature shows me is the importance of their place in the body. Now, unlike some people, I never mention what a product will do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make any claims, never have.
That's right.
And I don't believe people should. I believe an audience is much more intelligent what the hosts frequently give it credit to be. And therefore, if someone finds that a particular product that's being discussed, whatever it is, has merit, then it's easy enough to go up and do some independent research and see, now I understand why this particular item was selected. Because when I, for example, when I create a product, I'll give you just one example, nitric cell stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the USDA's website, and because that's the official ultimate source of quality information on food. And I looked at what are their top nitric cell producing foods. From rhubarb to pomegranate, from beets to blueberries, I just went right down the line. And then those are the very ones that I selected. Then I cross-matched that with PubMed scientific database to see could I find, and I actually had to have this, not because of nitric cell stuff, but because of juicing for the anti-aging study. In order to meet the requirements of the study senior authors, I had to have for every juice that was consumed every day, different juice, and every food served at every meal every day, and every supplement that was offered every day, to everyone at the same time, I had to have 5 to 10 peer review studies per item. So let's just say I was making a dish. Let's say in the morning I made millet. And I made the millet. And in the millet, I put 1 teaspoon of almond butter, fresh-made organic almond butter. But I also put 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, and I put some blueberries, raspberries, pomegranates, fresh, and strawberries. I then put 1 teaspoon of a plant-based protein powder. Let's say it was brown rice and split pea protein powder. Now, that's a delicious, and then cover that with a little bit of rice milk. So it's a delicious meal. I had to have 5 to 10 studies for every one of those ingredients. So I had to have like 50 to 100 studies for every single dish. And I ended up presenting a paper that was almost 800 pages long of just the science to back up that what I was doing was both empirical and observational through my own clinical practice as a registered dietitian, as a clinical, a board certified nutritionist, and as a PhD in human nutrition and public health science, and as a senior research fellow in anti-aging medicine, head of the department for 33 years at Institute of Applied Biology, and the leader of over 49 clinical studies and 154 research projects. So, and published in peer-reviewed literature also, and presented at scientific conferences. All that came down to me being able to convince a group of scientists that what I'm doing is based upon good science. And that's all they cared about. They didn't want to hear anything beyond that. Show me the study that if strawberries is used in a breakfast cereal, what's it do? That's the standards. That took me almost 3 months to do all that scientific study. Now, the same would apply. I do the same identical research when it comes to creating a product. These are my inventions. And the red stuff is my invention. I was first to do a red product like this. And so I take watermelon, cherries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, apples, grapes, bananas, pomegranates, papayas, prunes, acerola berries, goji berries, cranberries, acai berries, bilberries with grapeseed extract, and I put all that together and wash it and then dry it without heat at 88 degrees. So you're getting a living food with all the enzymes and phytonutrients that are important, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to know why I selected those items and why they are in there in the amounts they're in there, then all you have to do is go and just Google health benefits of pomegranates.
Right.
And suddenly all these thousands of studies come up, and you start reading, wow, I didn't know all this was, you know, pomegranate did all this. Or deal it with grapeseed extract, and suddenly you have thousands of studies on grapeseed extract, or bilberry extract, or acerolas and goji. You've got a lot of science here. Thousands and thousands of studies have been done, are in PubMed. All this is from PubMed, which is the government's official repository for quality information from peer-reviewed literature. Now, that's one part. So then we have the part where it's based upon quality nutritional science. And I have the academic and scholarship background to support that. I'm not just someone that fell off the back of a wagon someplace, knocked my head on the ground, woke up and says, hey, let's have a smoothie. Right?
Okay.
So then that's part of it. But the second part is observational. When I have a study, and let's just say I have a study on menopause, and I did a menopause study with 500 women, all in menopause or postmenopause, and we met every week for 3 hours for 1 year. Then we did a follow-through for another 12 months, and the results were so phenomenal that the results were published in the peer-reviewed journal, and I was invited to Washington, D.C. to make my presentation before about 7,000 scientists. So what was it that was so unique about the protocol? Because a lot of the things that I'm advocating are also things that you would find in different products. And you had women, 93% of all the women in this study showed major improvements. What were some of the improvements? In the menopausal study, mind you, this is a separate study. I'm not talking about red stuff now. I'm talking about a study. Well, by changing their diet to a healthy plant-based diet, by getting them to exercise at least 3 hours a week, both resistance and cardiovascular, like power walking and biking, getting them to practice stress reduction like Tai Chi, meditation, yoga, by getting them to detoxify their body, detoxify their environment, getting rid of chemicals in the environment that people don't think twice about but are very volatile, and then to get them to examine the meaning of their life from that moment forward, as well as the meanings of their life going behind them, people were able to reverse night sweats, hot flashes, thinning of the skin, thinning of the eyebrows, thinning of the hair and loss of hair, premature graying, fatigue, bloating, weight gain without overeating, insomnia, loss of libido, thinning of the vaginal wall linings, brachies and fungus under the fingernails, toenails, creepy skin around the knees, under the arms, cellulitis, mood swings without any apparent reason. Those were some of the more than 60 different points that we referenced. Everyone kept their journal, and we had nurses and physicians monitoring it, even though nothing was medical. But we had phenomenal results. One woman who was 55 had all white hair at the beginning. A year later, she had all black hair. Mm. No dye. This was real. Mm. You could see it coming in. I remember the day she came in, she said, "Look at my hair." And I looked at her hair, and there was white on the outside, but black at the root. Mm. And other people had the same thing. People's skin smoothed out. People who had infections, chronic infections, no longer had infections. People get the flu or cold once, twice, three times a year. None. People who had a lot of belly weight lost that body mass index. Their bellies flattened out. I mean, we had some phenomenal results. And that's what's known as observational. Mm-hmm. So when I observe people and get feedback from people using something, like using the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, you know, and you get feedback from people who say, you know, I had some questions about this, I needed some help with that, and so I use that as a way of helping me. And you get positive feedback from enough people over time, then you start to realize, well, okay, I've got something that works.
This is working.
Okay, so it's working on multiple different levels. So when it comes time to putting the product together, it might take me a year to do so, because my nature is, if I know what I want in a product and I know why I want it in the product, and then a manufacturer says, well, that's too hard to get. Okay, well, right now I've been working for 3 years to get a single product, single item. There's only one place in the world it comes from, and only now can I find someone who's willing to harvest it and ship it to me. And so I won't mention it now, but I will in the near future when it finally is here and I can make it in just by itself into a phenomenal product. Mm. In any case, so if he says, well, I can give you half the items, but I can't give you all of them, then I said, no, I need all of them.
I'm going to wait. Yeah.
All right, I wait, and that's why sometimes 6 years. And then I have to take it through a testing process. So I generally give it to people who are in health support groups and say, tell me what you think after a month of this. Do you notice any differences? Keep a diary. Let me know what the differences are. So then I get feedback. And then I also use myself as a guinea pig. Before I give anything to anyone, I always take it for myself for many months. And then when I start seeing a difference, then I say, okay, we got a winner here. And I'm just a little guy. I mean, I'm the smallest little guy on the block when it comes to doing this stuff. This is a hobby for me.
So this is the observational input you're talking about?
No, it means that, for example, let's say you want to manufacture a new red stuff, for example, right? Mm-hmm. You go to a manufacturer, they say, okay, well, we can do it for this cost. It's going to be $27 a jar, your cost, and that is if you do a minimum of 20,000 jars. But if you do 50,000 jars, then take $2 off. And if you do 100,000 jars, which is a normal run, but some people do as many as a million run, then it'll be this.
Wow.
Well, what if I'm the little guy who comes along and says, I only need 1,000 jars?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got
okay, you got to wait 7 months. And I literally have waited 7 months because I don't have the money to buy all that inventory up front. You know, this is a hobby for me. You know, if you listen to my show every day, I'm right now, Last Call for Tomorrow, my documentary is the most winning documentary in history. We're headed toward 300 wins. I mean, all major film festivals. Just yesterday, what was it? We are the finalist for the Canadian, what is this city in the western part of Canada? Right across the border from the United States. Toronto is on the East Coast. This is on the West Coast. It'll come to me in a second. Anyhow, that international film festival, we're the finalists in that. We've won all these other film festivals. But what do you think it takes to make a documentary? I've made over 100.
Yes.
We have to film all over the world, Michael.
I know. I've been here for many a year and have seen many of those documentaries come to some of the premieres that you have sponsored for WBAI. What we're talking about right now, we have something, it's called the Gary Null Healing Pack. And Gary was just talking about Red Stuff, and he outlined what's in Red Stuff and some of the things, not making any claims, but some of the reasons that he created this Red Stuff. And, you know, the process that you talk about, Gary, is very interesting to me, and I'm sure some of our listeners as well. But the reason that you make the Red Stuff or the Green Stuff before that, you know, the first one of the first things that you invented, one of the first products, not the first, but because you knew that first with family members and then with others that people weren't inclined to follow some of the protocols that you outline in some of your teachings. They're just not really going to do it. So some of these things, the red stuff, that's what we're talking about now with the watermelon, the cherry, the strawberry, blueberry, raspberry, apple, banana, grape, cranberry, acai extract, bilberry, grapeseed extract, and citric acid. All of these things, you make these, you create these, go through the process that you go through, because they are not going to do it, and this will help in that process. So along with this red stuff that we're talking about, and I drink my red stuff every day, I have to tell you, along with green stuff, first green stuff in the morning, and then when we get around about noontime, just before Gary Null's show, I have my red stuff with a little juice, because, you know, you mix one scoop of red stuff with 8 ounces of water, juice, or your favorite beverage. That's what it says on the jar. And I use some juice, and I use it every day, twice a day. The number that we want you to call right now in support of WBAI, this commercial free station, for 61 years. Think about that. You haven't heard a commercial at all. We haven't stopped to sell tires or detergent or clothing or automobiles, anything like that. It's just the information. And that's what we've been doing for 61 years. Gary's been a part of the station for 45 years, broadcasting on this station. We're asking you now if you can do this. And I know that this past year and a half now, has been an incredible burden on so many people in our community. So many of our friends and families have been suffering because they've been out of work, had to be, you know, have lost their jobs. I'm not asking you, and I'm certainly not asking people who are on fixed incomes. I'm saying if you are able to make that contribution now of $150, and our website is been updated. We are ready to take your calls at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. $150. Ask for the Gary Null Healing Pack. And in that pack will be the red stuff that Gary's just been talking about, as well as the complete encyclopedia of natural healing. That's on the website. Give2wbai.org. I know I'm giving out a lot of information, but I, you know, when I talk about red stuff, when I talk about green stuff, I really get excited because I really do believe in this and have been using this for over 10 years, for sure, over 10 years. The complete encyclopedia of natural healing, a comprehensive A to Z listing of common and chronic illnesses and their proven natural treatments. Everything you need to know about natural healing, and it's in this particularly revised and updated comprehensive encyclopedia. So the encyclopedia and a jar of red stuff for a $150 contribution, if you can do it, if you are able, if you have the wherewithal. And we know we have a wide listening audience. People from Connecticut, people from New Jersey, people from upstate New York listen to this program over our airwaves, 99.5 FM, or listening through WBAI.org. And you can go to our website, thus our dedicated website for these thank you gifts. Thank you gifts. That's what they are. Thank you gifts to you for supporting WBAI. It's give, G-I-V-E, to, number two, give to WBAI.org, and you'll get the, you'll see right there, the Gary Null Healing Pack. It's a $150 tax-deductible contribution. Let us hear from you. Boy, I wish we had those phones. We could hear those phones ringing, but that's all right. I'm hearing it in my mind. We're hearing it physically,
Michael, let me give you another example.
Please, Gary, go right ahead.
And this is a 756-page book.
Yeah, it's a big book, sure.
It's a big book. And the reason I created these products was not for myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was for my mother.
Yeah.
Because my mother, and I just wrote an article yesterday, I'm going to be broadcasting on BAI tomorrow, where I looked at the corruption of science. Science for sale.
Mm.
And being a scientist and having done a lot of work in my life as a scientist in the laboratory and then as a clinician also, helping people one-on-one. I, by the way, I never charged a penny for any of the tens of thousands of people I've counseled, not one nickel. In fact, 1,200 people that were treated with AIDS conditions at the Tri-State Healing Center, not one ever paid a penny. I paid for all of their treatment. So it's not about the money. It's not about anything other than being a service. And my mom grew up where she believed the authority figures, and that mm-hmm. was a problem.
Mm.
Because I said, "Mom, why are you smoking?" She smoked 3-pack cigarettes a day. My dad.
So you knew back then. You had some feelings about this back then, Gary.
I didn't have the scientific understanding at all, mm-hmm. but I just had a little bit of common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said the whole house smells all the time. Howard smokes, Dad smokes, you smoke, Steve smoke. I'm the only one that doesn't smoke. And we didn't know about secondhand smoke back then.
Right.
But I said, you know, everything stinks all the time. And it can't be good for you. And she's all, no, 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 our doctor smokes. And if it was bad, he would tell us.
Yep.
I said, well, Mom, look at him. He's overweight.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you hear him coughing all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason the doctors smoke was because there were full-page ads in the Journal of the American Medical Association advocating for doctors to smoke and their patients to smoke. Full-page ads. I still have those. I collect them for a film I did. And I said, but what if the doctor's wrong? Oh, the doctor wouldn't be wrong. And she came out of the Great Depression. She came where people trusted one another.
Sure.
She came believing in authority figures, and that was a problem. I was the first person in my family to go to college. And so these were people with an inordinate amount of goodness, but not advanced educations. So they simply trusted people who were more advanced in their education. So I've just finished writing, and I'll report on it, and you'll hear it if you choose to, on my nude show, about how many times and what ways science has been co-opted, or at least those people who are corporate scientists, the proprietary scientists, the for-profit scientists versus the independent scientists, which we have a lot of good people also. But in any case, I couldn't get her to change. They had to drink every day because everyone drank, mm-hmm. not to get drunk, but to social drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one day going in, I said, Mom, I said, look what you're drinking. She said, well, Gary, she said, everybody drinks this. You know, you have to be aware of what everyone drinks. And when they come to your home, you can be social.
Yes,
you can give them this.
True.
And I said, Mom, bourbon and scotch. I said, now, I walked over to the refrigerator, and there was some apple juice, and I poured some apple juice. I said, now, taste this. She said, why? I said, just taste it. I said, now, the bourbon and the scotch both burn. They are not good for you, and they're hurting you. Well, they're not hurting you. Yeah, they are. They're hurting you. I didn't know that they were hurting. I just guessed at it. But I thought, why would anyone drink alcohol that tastes so bad and smells so bad and destroys your body? A million cells actually die with each drink. Brain cells, kidney cells, heart cells, liver cells. But they won't realize, well, why not drink an orange juice, an apple juice, a grape juice, which tastes good. Anyhow, eating meat three times a day, I'd sit there and watch my dad eat a 2-inch steak. Now, why it was 2 inches is because it's myth at the time that a middle-class working family being responsible when they can serve a 2-ounce.
Mm.
So right across the street from where we live in this little house, and three of us slept in one bed, my two brothers, myself, that was not comfortable. But right across the street, there was a butcher shop. So you would go in, and you would select the big cut. And I would see the people saying, well, I want a 2-inch piece with all the fat on it. So my dad would get this big 2-inch piece of meat. Now, I was a vegan, so I didn't eat this. I ate vegetables. At least I think I was eating vegetables because Mom would cook them to death. She was not. She wouldn't be Julia Child's assistant, I can assure you that. So I didn't know the difference between broccoli or string beans. It all looked like mush to me. But anyhow. But my dad would eat this and sop up, and then she'd make mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes you're making with flour, white flour, and cow's blood. You get dried cow's blood, and it was gross because it would all bubble up, right? And then when it was cooked, it stunk. But then when you throw a slab of butter in it, salt and pepper, you know, and then you get the white biscuits that are just pure refined carbohydrate, right?
Makes all things right, yeah.
And so that's how my family. And then of course they had Jell-O. Whoa, and that was after they ate so much that afterwards they would go over and my dad would lie down on the couch and there was a permanent indentation where his body molded right in. It was like he was in a coma for the next 2 hours. And nobody ever figured, are we really eating too much food? And the answer was yes, all the wrong foods, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, not exercising, and yet that was considered normal. So that's one day when I was at my animal sanctuary down in Texas, and this is 1989, I decided to create something that might help my mom. And so that's where I invented the whole process of taking the fresh fruits or vegetables and then washing them, drying them without heat, making a powder. Then I sent these, actually took them to my mom, and I remember two whole shopping bags, and I said, Mom, you're not going to change anything else. You've told me that.
Mm-hmm.
But at least do me a favor. Every day we at least take a scoop of this and a scoop of that and put it together in a juice in the morning. She promised she would. And then 6 months later, I went back and nothing had been opened. She said, I haven't tried them, but I've tell everybody my son invented these. And I said, Mom, I don't care about telling
them. Gary,
eat them.
Gary,
that's how this all came
about. Yeah, I know. I've heard you tell this story, and that's why I asked you earlier about it. We're almost out of time. Our news is coming up in a moment. I don't want to get out of here before I mention again that we're talking to Gary Nolan, an expanded edition of The Gary Knowles Show. Make sure that you tune in tomorrow at 12 noon for The Gary Knowles Show. Now, we're talking about the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. Gary Knowles, Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, along with Gary Knowles' Red Stuff. It's a $150 contribution now. Call the number 212 209-2950. People are calling in right now. We're going to blow right past the news and go right up to the top of the hour. So make your calls right now. Thank you so much for these calls that are coming in. Let me see who's calling in now. We just got a call from Frank. Frank, thank you so much for making that call, making the contribution to WBAI. You can do the same. Join Frank. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Those of you who are making the calls, who are taking that step in support of WBAI, listening to this expanded edition of the Gary Null Show, please make the call. We appreciate you very, very much. And we know that you're not casual listeners. And if you are casual listeners, welcome. And keep your dial where it is right now, because a lot of good programming is coming your way. But 212-209-2950, or go to the website, our dedicated site for thank you gifts, give, G-I-V-E, the number 2, WBAI.org. Gary Null's Healing Pack for $150 contribution. You can pledge any amount to the station, but for the complete encyclopedia of natural healing and red stuff, Gary Null's red stuff, we'll give that to you. It's a thank you gift for $150. Gary, we have about 4 minutes to go, but you telling that story, I think, is important for listeners to hear that you, and as I said earlier, you did so for your mom and then expanded that for others because you knew there were so many people who listened to your program for years and years and years, but don't follow any of the protocols that you talk about, but this red stuff and these other items that you have created over the years has been a benefit.
Keep in mind that the first 37 years of being on WBI, I've never mentioned any of
these
products.
That's right. That's correct.
37 years. That's more than a whole career for most people.
That's right.
Now let's go to page 317 in the Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. High cholesterol levels. That's a big problem for Americans. That means you've got a lot of you've got a problem with inflammation in the body. And inflammation in the body, if it's in the joints, it can be called arthritis. Rheumatism, if it's in the muscle, it can be called fibromyalgia. And how do we turn off pain? How do we turn down inflammatory cytokines in the brain that can exacerbate or lead to a complication called Alzheimer's, dementia, etc.? Well, it's the same way we deal with high cholesterol levels. We have to change our diet. And here I go through the orthodox treatment for getting your cholesterol down. Mm-hmm. But then I talk about the richness of the diet and what in that diet. Well, the number one thing in the diet that's going to help you is to eliminate that is pectin. Mm-hmm. Now, pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N, you can get from apples, especially good for that. Also, eating old-fashioned whole hot grain cereal in the morning. Mm. Eating steel-cut oatmeal barley.
Oats. Yep.
Yeah, yep. And buckwheat and millet is all good. And then I peel 4 apples and put the skins of the 4 apples in a blender. That's
skin,
one of the best
very
things.
Important, right?
Very important, mm-hmm. because you want to get that soluble fiber, and that helps you. Psyllium is very important. Flax seeds are very important. And in fact, these are the things we need to do as far as the diet. More of the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, asparagus, Brussels sprouts, kale,
yeah.
Radishes. That's important. Also, the polyunsaturated fat, like olive oil, extra virgin olive oil is good. And your nuts, seeds are good, especially pistachios are excellent. Your cold-pressed oils, the linoleic acid found in those oils are good for cholesterol. And also, there's a subnutrient called polycosanol, poly, P-O-L-I, coso, C-O-S-A-N-O-L. That comes from a natural sugar cane, and it contains octocosanol, an alcohol found in the wax-like coating of fruits and vegetables. This helps bring down your cholesterol level. These are just some of the things. Garlic brings it down.
And
Green tea brings it down. Artichoke leaf brings it down.
All of these things. And I just wanted to clarify a couple of things, but before we have to get out of here and make way for the next program, Lola in the Bronx. Thank you, Lola in the Bronx, for getting the Gary Null Healing Pack. It's a $150 contribution. Make your calls right now. Call us. 212-209-2950. Sandra in downtown Manhattan. Look at you, Sandra. Thank you so much. Sandra's getting the Gary Null Healing Pack as well. Lynn in Plainfield, New Jersey. Lynn wants to confirm that the encyclopedia, the complete encyclopedia of natural healing, is in the pack. It is, Lynn in Plainfield, New Jersey. Used to live in that neck of the woods. Thank you so much, Lynn. We only have 2 minutes left. The number is 212-209-2950. The Gary Null Pack, Healing Pack, Gary Null Healing Pack, the complete encyclopedia of natural healing, as well as Gary Null's Red Stuff for a $150 pledge. And Gary, I'm going to give the last minute, the last 60 seconds to you. It's been a pleasure as always. We look forward to talking with you the next time.
Thank you, Michael G. And I want to thank all the people who've taken their time to support this station. This package, including the 756-page book, The Complete Encyclopedia of Natural Healing. It gives you all the different illnesses, chronic and acute, but proven natural remedies. And so this has helped thousands, if not millions of people. So what has helped millions of people? Because in just hardback alone, we sold over 1.3 million copies. Yes. So I want this to be at people's beck and call. So when you have a situation, either yourself or a loved one, you can refer to this. At least this gives you a primer of where to start.
Fantastic. Right?
That's what's important, because this is the information that we need.
Yep.
And you need it when you need it, so have it so when you need it, you got it.
Gary Null. And again, you can tune in to the Gary Null Show tomorrow at 12 noon on WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Thank you, Gary.
Here on WBAI, the Harlem Connection connects you to some of the legendary artists who helped to make Harlem the cultural mecca that it is. And RhythmAndSoulRadio.com, they play a lot of the great independent artists who you should know. This week, we are joining forces for an episode called The Harlem Connection to RhythmAndSoulRadio.com, where we will only play independent artists who have graced the stages throughout Harlem. We hope you'll check us out Friday at 10 o'clock p.m. or Sunday, 3 a.m. or on demand, WBAI.org/archive, The Harlem Connection.
Kenny of Everything Old is New Again, every Sunday night at 10. Please join me then, and please support WBAI at our brand new old number, which is 212-209-2950. Again, that's 212-209-2950. Hey, it's our old number. but it's new again. Because everything old is new again. I like it.
Attention, please, for an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. Get your pencils ready. Now, here's the message itself.
Well, you know that local station board meeting that I've been telling you about that takes place this Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m.? Well, I've been pointing people to the KPFTX website where you can find the access information for the meeting, which will be held via Zoom. However, I've also been reliably informed that most WBAI listeners do not have a computer. So now I'm going to tell you how you can dial into the meeting yourself. By the way, the meeting is accessible to the public and includes an opportunity for public comment. So here's what you got to do. You can access the meeting by calling 929-205-6099. You got that? Write it down, kids. 929-205-6099. And then you enter this meeting ID, 922.457.2995. Got that? 922.457.2995. And since that wasn't nearly enough numbers, there's also a password. The password is 995, like WBAI's frequency, 99.5. So it's 995.995.99. Did you get that? 995.995.99. And we hope you will join us at the WBAI local station board meeting Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m.
That's all. Now remember, set your codograph for master code number 6 and figure out the secret message about tomorrow's adventure. And listen regularly for more of these exciting Secret Squadron signal sessions.
Hi, this is Hannah from WBAI's premiums department. As you may know, WBAI now has a new phone number to call to make donations or to pledge for premiums at 212-209-2950. Thank you for being a WBAI member and for making a contribution to keep the station afloat. But if you have a question about a premium, please do not call that number. All the call center can do is take down the info and send it to premiums@wbai.org, and time on the line costs us money. Instead, please email us directly with your question or concern. The email is premiums@wbai.org or call 212-209-2870. We promise to get back to you within a week's time. Again, please call 212-209-2870 if you have a question about a premium you ordered, or email premiums@wbai.org.
Code Pink, Women for Peace, is coming to you live from Washington, D.C. and New York City, Thursday at 11 a.m. Code Pink Radio is an energizing new program focused on ending wars and militarism and building a peace economy. Listen weekly to robust conversation and inspiration from grassroots peacemakers from places like Korea, Yemen, Venezuela, Palestine, and Iran, as well as peacemakers in our nation's capital who are confronting war hawks in the White House and in Congress and modeling the actions we want our government to take. Again, that's Code Pink Radio, Thursdays at 11 a.m. on Washington, D.C.'s WPFW and New York City's WBAI, an engaging hour of cutting-edge conversation not to be missed.
We are women of the world. We're from the east, south, north, and west.
Greetings and salutations. This is Giovanni Anglin.
And I'm Bastian Nissa.
And we're here to announce the return of our show, Black Seinfeld, on WBAI with a new day, new time, but the same BS for Black Seinfeld.
Along with intern Mike, you can catch us live on Thursday from midnight to 2 a.m.
You know what, Bash? Our tagline is that this is the show about nothing, but it's more than that, right?
That's true. Our conversations could be political, but also comical. We're really just giving our point of view on how we see the world and how it affects us today.
So join us Thursdays at midnight, BAI listeners, only on 99.5 FM, WBAI New York.
Welcome. This is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And this is Exploration. Every week on Exploration, we discuss the fascinating world of science and its impact on society. And today, leading off, we're going to summarize some of the top news of the day. The first news is, well, a glimmer of hope concerning the COVID-19 pandemic. Are we beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel? Now, mark my words, there have been a number of false alarms. Many times people thought that we saw the light at the end of the tunnel, only to have our hopes dashed. But this time the statistics seem to indicate that the virus is beginning to taper off, which gives us some hope that maybe, just maybe, we are nearing herd immunity. Well, we'll talk about the pros and cons of that in Exploration. And also, William Shatner, the star of Star Trek as Captain Kirk. Well, he's making headlines being the oldest person to fly into outer space at the age of 90. But he's also making headlines by being, in some sense, a guinea pig to see whether or not we can attain digital immortality. Is it possible that one day a digital copy of ourselves will become immortal? That our great-great-great-great-great-grandkids may have a conversation with their illustrious great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, and in some sense, we will attain digital immortality. So we'll talk about that on Exploration. And we know from the movies that an asteroid with our name on it could wipe out all life on Earth. After all, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why there are no dinosaurs with us today to talk about it. Well, we do. But we had to test the system. Well, it turns out that NASA wants to do exactly that. On November 23, next month, NASA wants to send a rocket into outer space to impact on an asteroid to see whether or not we can deflect a killer asteroid headed our way. So there's a lot riding on it. But for the first time, NASA is now taking seriously the threat of a killer asteroid that one day may catch us totally off guard and make us go the way of the dinosaurs. Also, some people have said that one day robots could become dangerous. Maybe one day the robots will take over. But one danger that's imminent and is happening now, not 100 years in the future, it turns out that killer robots apparently have a license to kill without human intervention. This is being watched very carefully now in Syria, where there seems to be a drone attack where killer robots are allowed to kill without human supervision. Well, let's just jump right into some of the big stories of the hour. People who've looked at the numbers are beginning to get a little bit cautious, maybe a little bit cocky, by saying maybe, just maybe, we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel after a number of false starts. The light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that's called herd immunity when, hypothetically, you reach maybe 70% of the population being infected. That's what happened to the famous 1918 Spanish flu virus that killed more people than World War I. It suddenly disappeared. Well, where did it go? It actually didn't go anywhere. There's one theory which says that the descendants of the famous 1918 Spanish flu virus are with us today. But it killed so many people, there were no more fresh bodies to kill. Herd immunity was attained, and therefore, in its own self-interest, the virus had to mutate to become a milder form, or it would literally kill itself out of extinction. So in other words, in order to preserve its own existence, and because of the fact that it was so effective that it was wiping out millions of individuals, the virus had to mutate to become milder. Well, that's what we hope will happen with this virus. Already in some countries, people are approaching 70% immunization due to the vaccine. And so there's hope. There's hope that maybe we'll be able to see a glimmer of herd immunity. Now, let's be fair about this. There are holdouts. People, for whatever reason, do not want to become vaccinated. And they form a reservoir where the virus can still mutate and expand. So we're not out of the woods yet. However, the Pfizer vaccine is now undergoing its booster phase. And so already we begin to see the fact that vaccines wear down with time. Same thing with the ordinary seasonal flu. You have to get a booster shot every year because it mutates. The same thing here. In a worst-case scenario, the Delta virus could mutate, giving a more lethal and more dangerous variety. Let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that we don't have yet another killer mutation that's more infectious and more dangerous than the previous version. But like I said, right now, statisticians, epidemiologists are holding their breath, hoping that maybe we're seeing the glimmer of herd immunity, seeing perhaps the light flicker at the end of the tunnel. Well, also, William Shatner of Star Trek, who plays Captain Kirk, of course, is making headlines again, not just because at age 90, he's the oldest man to go into outer space, but he's also a person who's in some sense is attaining a form of digital immortality. Now, let me explain. Let's say that you compile all your credit card transactions, your Instagram photographs, all your emails, your digital fingerprint, compile all of it. And of course, include your diary, include interviews, everything known about you. One day, artificial intelligence will be able to analyze that, sort it out, and create a reasonable copy of who you are. What kinds of shopping you like, what kinds of wines do you like, what countries you like to vacation at. It's not going to be perfect, but over the years, over the decades, it's going to get closer and closer to the real you. That, in turn, can be analyzed by artificial intelligence, and your voice. Your voice can also be recorded, and then the computer can manipulate that, so you can then speak as if you were part of the computer program. Well, William Shatner is part of this experiment. He, for 4 days, sat down and answered 600 questions. 600 questions about his life, his work on Star Trek, his work on television. 600 questions, and then a software program ran through it all to make sense of it, to categorize it. Which questions dealt with certain episodes of Star Trek? Which questions dealt with his early life? And it was all assembled so that you could ask a question. So the company that's sponsoring this is called Storyfile, and it uses a software program called Conversa. Conversa is skilled at taking sentences of, let's say, your life, conversation, and categorizing it, breaking down which questions deal with your early life, which questions deal with the kinds of foods you like, things like that. And then if you're asked 600 questions over 4 days, you get a reasonable approximation of who you are. In the future, this is going to become even more accurate as artificial intelligence systems will be able to go through all that's known about you digitally. For example, when you go to the library, instead of taking out a book about Winston Churchill, in the future you'll talk to Winston Churchill. All his speeches, all his notes, everything in his own voice can be homogenized using artificial intelligence. So you simply ask a question, and the computer finds the correct answer and spits out the answer in his voice. And it's a holographic image, of Winston Churchill, so you can actually sit down and talk to the guy. I would love to talk to Einstein. I know that one day everything about him will be digitized. His thoughts, his speeches, his writings, his theories, his equations, One day, all of that will be digitized, and a computer program like Conversa will break it down so that you can talk to it, and it will talk back in his voice. And one day, this perhaps could be our history. In other words, you'll be able to be digitized so that you can talk to your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, and your great-great-great-great-grandchildren can talk back to you. Now, of course, then the question arises, is that really you in the computer program? The holographic image looks like you, it talks like you, it answers all your deep questions as if it were you, but is it really you? Well, to paraphrase former President Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. Unfortunately, there's only one word that says you. We don't differentiate between you and the digital you. That's not part of the English language. So in other words, the digital you at some point in the future will gradually become indistinguishable from the real you. Is it going to be you? Well, who knows? And then, of course, one day we'll create an avatar. That is a robot. A robot that looks just like